Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Alan Mayhew, Managing Editor of the Cochrane Effective Practice and Organisation of Care Group, describes the Cochrane reviews and the subsequent trial of the treatment of bronchiolitis in young children.
Bronchiolitis is the most common acute infection of the lower respiratory tract in children under one. Over the last 10 to 15 years, we have seen hospital admissions almost double in both Canada and the United States. And in 1998, annual hospital costs were estimated to be close to $700 million in the U.S. alone. A clinical trial built on the evidence from a couple of Cochrane reviews to provide new insights into the treatment of this condition. The treatment of bronchiolitis is controversial. Bronchodilators and corticosteroids are widely used, but not routinely recommended. Two Cochrane reviews of bronchodilators failed to show any significant effects on hospitalization, although there was some suggestion of a transient decrease in clinical symptoms with the use of epinephrine for outpatients. One small randomized controlled trial found that treatment with dexamethasone led to a 40% relative reduction in admission rates as compared with patients given a placebo. However, a large study of dexamethasone failed to show any benefit for this type of drug. These trials and reviews prompted Amy Plant and colleagues in eight children's hospitals across Canada to do a study to try to resolve the continued controversy concerning the use of nebulized epinephrine and systemic corticosteroids in the treatment of bronchiolitis in infants. The trial was multicenter and double-blind. 800 infants with bronchiolitis, ranging in age from 6 weeks to 12 months, and seen in the pediatric emergency department, were randomly assigned to one of four study groups. One group received nebulized epinephrine and a total of 6 oral doses of dexamethasone. The second group received nebulized epinephrine and oral placebo. The third received nebulized placebo and oral dexamethasone. And the fourth received nebulized placebo and oral placebo. The primary outcome was hospital admission at any time during the 7 days after enrollment to the study. The researchers found an unexpected synergism between epinephrine and dexamethasone. Treatment with combined therapy, when compared to the double placebo, appeared to reduce the absolute rate of hospital admission by 9%, with a relative risk reduction of 35%. These results were not modified by RSV status, which indicates whether the child has been infected by a particular virus, presence or absence of a history of atopy, or the severity or the duration of their illness. They also found an apparent benefit from combined therapy on the predefined secondary outcomes for the trials. Infants who got both drugs were discharged earlier from medical care and resumed quiet breathing and normal feeding sooner than did those in the placebo group. In contrast, when neither dexamethasone or epinephrine were given on their own, neither had any effect on these outcomes. This unexpected synergy of epinephrine and dexamethasone gives new hope for a possible effective treatment for infants with bronchiolitis. This journey of evidence through reviews and new trials should lead to better care for these children and better health for them and their parents.
The Cochrane reviews that led to this trial in children with bronchiolitis are available in the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.